From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, September 25th, 2025. Maine's drought is now so severe that some farmers will qualify for federal financial support. And as Peter McGuire reports, forecasters say today's soaking rain won't be enough to relieve harmfully dry conditions across the state.
Tommy Higgins from the U.S. Department of Agriculture says severe drought conditions in 10 Maine counties have automatically triggered relief programs.
It could be anything from, you know, crop damage to loss of water, loss of feed, and therein kind of lies, you know, the different aspects of some of these programs.
The entire state of Maine is now in drought conditions, and more than 230,000 people are living in a band of extreme drought from the western foothills to down east. The National Weather Service says rainfall across the state is 8 to 10 inches below average since the beginning of the year. And after Thursday, there is no significant precipitation in the forecast. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
Anthem and Northern Light Health are blaming each other for an ongoing impasse over contract negotiations. If they fail to reach an agreement, Northern Light physicians will be out of network for Anthem patients starting in October, and hospital-based services will be out of network at the end of the year. Patty White has the details.
On Wednesday evening, Anthem issued a press release accusing Northern Light of walking away from negotiations twice and abandoning a mediation process. The president of Anthem in Maine, Denise McDonough, says that Northern Light recently issued a list of, quote, demands.
What they're saying is that they're willing to come back to the table, but what they're not saying is the only way that they would come back to the table is if we agreed to all of those demands, and we simply cannot.
McDonough says Northern Light wants to prevent Anthem from auditing claims, and she says they want higher rate increases, even though Anthem has more than doubled a proposed rate increase to 5%. Despite the current impasse, McDonough says she thinks the two sides will reach an agreement. She's just not sure when. A spokesperson for Northern Light says they're committed to protecting patient access to care and that Anthem is egregiously misrepresenting discussions. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
The New England Fishery Management Council voted unanimously today to postpone action on a proposed regulatory framework that could allow fishermen to use alternative kinds of gear to fish in federal coastal waters that are otherwise seasonally restricted to protect whales. These newer types of on-demand and ropeless fishing gear use digital markers to show their location, rather than physical surface markers such as buoys connected to traps by vertical lines. Council members said that there are still too many questions about technology and regulations to move forward. However, during the public comment portion of the meeting, many in the industry, including this lobsterman, expressed disappointment at the vote to delay.
This needs to be taken off the table forever in the lobster industry.
The Mid-Atlantic Fishery Management Council will also vote on the proposal next month. ActBlue, a major fundraising platform for Democrats, has been hit with a $100,000 fine by Maine's campaign finance regulator for filing a report 2 weeks late. Steve Missler has more.
The fine by the Maine Ethics Commission is among the largest it's ever assessed, although it could have been significantly larger. Ethics staff initially recommended a penalty of more than $680,000, but that was reduced because ActBlue had made a good faith effort to file its quarterly report that was due June 30th. Officials for ActBlue asked for a reduced penalty, arguing that the late report came during upheaval and staffing shortages at an organization that claims it's raised more than $16 billion for Democratic candidates since it was created in 2004. They told regulators that it had difficulty uploading more than 13,000 transactions on the state's filing system. Ethics staff agreed that such a volume of transactions can take time, but also that ActBlue waited too long to begin the process. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Environmental groups are warning that proposed federal budget cuts could have severe consequences for pollution prevention and cleanup efforts in Maine. The Republican-led House Appropriations Committee has proposed cutting nearly a quarter of the Environmental Protection Agency's budget. Anya Fetcher with the Natural Resources Council of Maine says that would hamstring federal funding for drinking water and air quality programs run by the Maine Department of Environmental Protection.
If enacted, The House's FY26 budget risks undoing decades of progress and could leave a legacy of environmental harm that would negatively impact Maine's environment and communities for generations to come.
The Senate Appropriations Committee's proposal would cut the EPA budget by only 5%, meaning the two sides will have to negotiate a potential compromise. The U.S. Department of Education has canceled two grants in Maine totaling over $600,000 that help low-income students and veterans apply for college. The money goes to Upward Bound programs at the University of Southern Maine and the University of Maine at Farmington that offer academic advising and financial aid. Levy Kavaner, Upward Bound advisor at Buckfield Junior Senior High School, says the funding helps students pay college application fees.
Yesterday, one of my students was in tears. Because she's like, I guess I just can't apply for these schools. I can't afford, you know, these fees.
Both grants were expected to last through 2027. A fourth independent candidate, state lawmaker Ed Crockett from Portland, has joined the increasingly crowded contest to become Maine's next governor. Kevin Miller has more.
Ed Crockett is a Democrat who's represented parts of Portland and Falmouth in the Maine House for the past 7 years. But Crockett says he believes Maine's Democratic and Republican parties have, quote, lost their way, just like he says the national parties have in D.C. So Crockett says he unenrolled as a Democrat and will run as an independent using Maine's public campaign financing or clean elections system.
All this, you know, party partisanship and the machines, if you will, it's created incredible vitriol and gridlock. I see most of the candidates that are running basically are coming from that feeder system. And I don't think anything will change if that is the case.
Crockett grew up in a large working-class family in Portland. He eventually became a marketing and sales executive. In the legislature, he serves on the Taxation Committee as well as the Education and Cultural Affairs Committee. There are three other independent candidates so far: State Senator Rick Bennett of Oxford, John Gloa of South China, and Alexander Kenneth Murchison of Dover Foxcroft. Unlike the six Democrats and seven Republicans who have joined the race, however, the independents will not have to compete in the June primaries. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, humanoid robots. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.